Yeah, I've really only ever worked out with like one other thing in Andy's league, and they screwed me over. I'm not happy with Andy's league.
Is this Tyler?
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Hey, Tyler. I heard you say something about Angie's leads as a hop on the line here. What happened?
Oh yeah. I didn't know. But I'm sorry. I was saying that's the only company that I, other marketing company that I've actually worked with, and they kind of fucked me.
Oh, yeah. So, by the way, my name's John. I'm the director here. Tara asked me to go over some pricing with you, but... Angie's List is owned by a Home Advisor. Home Advisor is set to get shut down like any day now. I don't know if you've Googled Federal Trade Commission versus Home Advisor. I could send you the link actually right now, but the Federal Trade Commission.
Good.
Yeah, the Federal Trade Commission is flagging them right now for selling fake leads and all kinds of other stuff. So that doesn't surprise me. You're probably like the 10th guy I've heard that from in the past week.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what you're telling me is I can just not pay them and I'll be good because they're fucking me over?
Yeah, I mean, if you tell them, I actually helped a roofing contractor in Fort Worth, Texas, get out of a problem that he was having where they were saying he owed him a bunch of money and stuff, and he just let them know, hey, like, I know what's going on with you and the Federal Trade Commission, and you guys are scamming people, and they kind of ran for the hills and dropped the whole scenario, so that was like $3,000. Mm-hmm.
I'm not up that much, but I'm at like $600, and you know, as a new business, $600 out of pocket is
a lot.
Not a good thing.
Yeah,
right.
A lot.
You know, I'm only four months into the game right now, you know.
Right. No, I hear you. I mean, if I were you, then yeah. I mean, I would definitely do that. $600 is not a lot, especially when you're just starting out. You know, you need every penny you can. But
right.
These Google listings, I don't know how familiar you are with them. Have you ever looked up any kind of, like, free services or anything?
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with how the whole thing works.
Okay.
And I don't know, like, the interwebbing of it, but, you know, I'm familiar with, you know, what marketing companies do, and I know everybody has their own kind of little specialty, but, you know, essentially you're using keywords and you're going to be, you know, posting those in connection with accounts that are linked to my name and my number, posting pictures of my work, things like that.
Right.
More traffic to my name.
Right. So, well, our company, we're a Google partner, so it's a little different. What we focus on are Google Places placements. You ever see how there's like three guys that show up next to the map when you type in tree trimming in Jensen Beach? Like Mike's Tree Service, Out on a Limb Tree Service, Salvera Tree Trimming and Landscape Service. Okay.
I used to work for Out on a Limb.
Out on a Limb. Okay, yeah, they're a big one. So they use this, though, for their online marketing.
Oh, they use you guys?
Well, no. So they use another Google partner. There's three Google partners. Each one of us is only supposed to work with one guy per industry, per area. So what we want to do is actually help you outrank them, right?
So like, me?
Yeah, like we would work with you. You would get the spot that we have available within our company. You'd be listed there, but ultimately, we're trying to get you more work than what they're getting. We're trying to get customers to pick you over them, right? So the more money you make, the more you continue to use our services each month, and then we'll end up making money off of it. Does that make sense?
Correct. Right.
Yeah. So that's our role. We're not working with them directly. Once we start working with you, you secure that spot, we close out the category. We're not working with anybody else that provides those services. It'd be a conflict of interest. So our goal is to get you as many jobs and leads as we possibly can.
I got you.
Make sense? So you don't got to pay per lead or click or call or anything like that. It's not like Home Advisor. You know, we put you up there.
Right.
They have your direct numbers. So if they click on you, it goes to you. We don't interfere or eavesdrop or sell it to your competition or anything like that.
Right.
Okay. So, how long did you work for Out on a Limb Tree Service?
So Out on a Limb, I didn't work for them for too long. Only maybe four to six months, maybe, or 4 months, something like that. Nothing too crazy. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I worked for a guy for about 4 years before I started my own company about 4 months ago.
Okay. So it's been a while.
Yeah, I've been doing this for a while.
Okay. They try to have these no-competes pop up, you know, and they get, like, an employee that decides to go out on their own, and they want to try to hit them with these, oh, you can't compete against us, it's a conflict of interest, because you've had contact with my customers, and blah, 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 blah. All right. So let me dive into the details with you. I know they're calling out on it right now. I guess Tara's already trying to flag me down for another call. Give me just a second here. Let me do you get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Okay, here. Let me send this to you. Do you have employees or is it just you?
Right now it's just me. But you know, whenever I need, if I have a large job, like I said, I'm still, I'm on good terms with, not out on a limb. I don't really talk to them at all just because I didn't work there very long. But, the guy that I started out with that taught me everything that I know, you know, we're still in good standing. And so anytime I come across a job that's too big, if I need some extra gear or something, I just give him a call. And, you know, he'll let me, you know, rent it off him essentially. And then also I have, a place around here where I can get extra manpower if I need. So
okay.
I can pretty
so
much
you can
handle
take care of people, though. I mean, you could subcontract it out.
Right, exactly. I do that as well sometimes.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter the size of the job, I can get it done.
Okay. Did you get the home advisor link that I sent you in that text field? It's from a 714 number. I also sent over the packages and the pricing structures if you want to dive into this.
Is this the federal thing you're telling me about? FTC charges?
Yeah, that's the Federal Trade Commission going after Home Advisor. That's that report I was telling you about.
Gotcha.
And then the other one, just a link to, like, our pricing and our packages.
Okay. Let me look at that.
Yeah, I feel like it's important that we get those numbers out there because I feel like that might be a big deciding factor in this conversation. I don't want to waste your time.
Correct. All right. Services.
Mm-hmm.
Local Splash, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner. If you scroll down, our license is attached to that and our credentials. You could always Google us, too. We've been in business since 2004. We're right next to the Google headquarters here.
Oh, okay. All right, so services, what am I looking at for?
So what Tara asked me to do is to put you on that
Google
platinum
Ads?
Package. No. It's the platinum package is advertised at $599. So the new in business credit would reduce it by 50%. So you'd be looking at $299 out the door, and then on a month-to-month basis, it would stay at that rate. So there wouldn't be any extra surprises popping up on you, no setup fees, lead fees, click fees, or call fees. But in
so
that package...
Roughly?
Say that again, I'm sorry?
So I'd be looking at $300 a month, roughly?
Yeah, about $10 a day. It'd be $299 exactly.
Okay. And now I do not, or I don't need you guys to build me a website if that's included in there. I already have one.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we could use the one you already have. It's just a hyperlink, so we just attach it, so that way when they click on that little website icon or the little globe, it'll auto-navigate them there. So you got them forward to that. But we don't have to touch your site at all. That is something that is an included feature, though. We threw that in. It's no extra charge.
So it's no extra charge. We're not going to be able to bring that price down at all with that not being.
No, I'm a straight shooter. So, I mean, that package is usually $599 with a $299 setup fee. I mean, you're usually looking at, you know, an $898 initial investment and then $599 each month moving forward. I waive the setup fee and I reduce the cost by half. So I'm saving you about $600 today if you wanted to move forward. And then I'm saving you $300 every month moving forward on that package already. So the way I do that is by, you know, waiving a lot of the fees that have to do with building the site and some of the other features in there as well, like the Facebook ads, things like that.
And how do I find your packages?
Oh, the pricing page. I sent you a link. It should take you straight there.
Yeah, I found the website, but I can't find the packages.
Oh, you might have hit the home screen. Yeah, I want you to the home screen, it takes you to the actual home page. the packages are based on your geographic area, so you got to go back and click on that link again.
Okay, I did get down on my reviews.
Yeah, scroll down just underneath where it says Google Ads Partner. You'll see the Pro, the Platinum, and the Platinum Premier. So the one that I was putting you on is the traditional Platinum. That one's
right.
A little more cost efficient than the Platinum Premier. The Platinum Premier has the Google Ads as well. But what I was thinking is I could put you on the Platinum starting out. I mean, the only time you'd really need the Google Ads is if you go further than 30 miles. And I think if you're starting out and you don't really have employees, this general radius, you know, in the next 2 months are like the peak time of the year. You know, this should keep you plenty of busy. I don't think you really need to be advertising like a 50 or 100 mile radius, at least not starting out. But if we get your foot in the door and you do want to expand, we can always expand and add the ads later. Those aren't based on availability like the Google Places profiles or the Google Business profiles.
Mm-hmm. So what am I getting in regards to the Platinum versus just the Pro? Like, what is the Pro package that you're up for? Because I'll be honest with you, you know, not that I can't afford it, but, you know, 300 right this second today, because, you know, you're telling me it's kind of like a today or never thing, right?
Well, we got to have availability. I wouldn't say never. It's just we would wait until the next spot is open, and we just don't know when that would be. Usually, smart business owners don't cancel on profit, so if we're signing them up right at the beginning of peak season, by the time you get it, you know, it'd probably be at a time where either they discontinued it or they got so booked up that they felt they didn't need it anymore and stopped paying for it, you know, which does happen, you know, especially for guys that are in the commercial category. It's kind of an annoying part of my job because I want to work with you guys long term. I don't want to put a bunch of love into getting this stuff up and running, right? And you disappear.
Right,
but
right.
If you're looking for cost efficiency, I can put you on the Pro at $199, and I could waive the setup fee just to get your foot in the door. The difference is that one doesn't have the ads in there for Facebook, so it's just Facebook advertising that I would be removing from that package.
Okay.
I don't know how often you use Facebook, but my guys, they usually get, you know, anywhere from, you know, 4 to 10 new clients from that each month. So could be an X factor, but if you're looking for cost efficiency, we could take that out, and then like the Google Ads, we could always add that in later once you've already developed the pipeline. At least that way you have the Google Business profile developed. You're still on the first page of Bing, and you get our directory submissions. So you're on Yelp, you're on Yellow Pages, you're on Thumbtack, you're on Merchant Circle, Amazon Alexa voice searches. I mean, you really shouldn't need anything else as far as directories. You'll just be missing the Facebook ads and the Google ads.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like I said, you know, I'm just getting going here. Right now, I don't think that's really feasible for me, but
even at the $199?
No, at the $199, that could definitely be feasible.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'm like, man, you got to get a business loan or something.
I'm
don't want to do things that way.
That's today.
Yeah. No, I gotcha. Well, that's the best way to get your foot in the door. At least that way your name's in the conversation when people are looking up your services. And that'll result in you getting clients and seeing some big changes initially. And then obviously if you want to upgrade it, you know, you already have the point of contact. We have a pre-existing relationship. I could have technicians go in there and develop the Facebook ad for you at any time or start running Google ads for you at any time. Obviously the price is going to change, but, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. And then, of course, if everything goes well a couple months from now, I could put you into that Google guarantee category with Loyal Tree and Tree Service and I don't know if it's Ponds or Ponds Landscaping.
Not familiar.
You don't see the Google guarantee there at the top when you type in tree trimming in Jensen Beach? It's just insurance policy. So Google basically says, hey, you know, this guy's trustworthy. We worked with him for a while, and we'll back your home or business up, you know, $2,000 worth of insurance if something happens because we're referring him to you.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But obviously, they want to only give that to people they feel like they're never going to have to use it, right?
Right.
So, so they pre-screen you for a couple of months and make sure everything goes well, and you know, you're not generating bad reviews, not a serial killer or anything like that, and then they'll go ahead and offer that.
Right. Okay. And then where here on your page does it show your licensing and stuff like that that you were telling me about?
Yeah, so if you scroll up above the packages where it says Google Partner, Premier Google Partner, specialized in search ads, and it talks about, like, we're one of the highest-rated Google partners in the industry. If you click on that badge, it'll take you to google.com/partners/agency. And it goes over, like, our certifications, performance, spend, et cetera. And then it has more links in there to the Google Partners program. Goes over the requirements and the status of the Google partnership for Local Splash.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that way you know you're working with the right people. If somebody doesn't have that and they call you, then obviously they're not affiliated with Google. The chances of you getting up there are slim to none without that partnership, because Google has an algorithm that updates every week. So it's like, if we're not getting access to that algorithm and doing those updates every week, the businesses that we're maintaining are just going to rotate off. They're not going to be there.
Right, yeah, I had that issue earlier today. I actually, I spoke with somebody else from another company.
Oh, wow.
And I've actually been called like 4 or 5 times today.
Wow.
By a lot of different marketing companies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I it's something that I've been looking into for actually like a couple months. So, you know, I sat here and I talked with everybody probably for a half hour, just like I'm sitting here doing with you.
No, it's good that you did your due diligence, though, because you could have ended up just throwing money away. I wish we would have called you before the Home Advisor stuff, too, though, because that's just, I mean, $600.
Yeah.
That's probably what made you so cautious, too, though. So it's a good thing.
Exactly, yeah. So this guy, he called me, and, you know, I'm in sales, too. You know, I can actually call bullshit, you know, when I hear it.
Yeah.
But you know, like, he had a really, really phenomenal sales pitch. You know, and you know, so I was going through everything, and the one thing that, you know, like, I was, you know, pretty much ready to go with him. And I asked him, I was like, the only one thing, you know, I started, you know, looking up his company, and I was looking for you know, reviews on his company. As a marketing company, you know, the marketing, you're sitting here trying to get me reviews, you should have reviews on your company, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't find anything of that. And then he kind of, you know, talked whatever. But then I ended up having him give me, you know, pull up Google, and he was like, just search roofing in this area. And then he was like, that's one of my clients, you know, that was right up front. So I called them, and they told me they had never even heard of his company before.
That's, honestly, that's been happening. So there's, like, SEO companies out there that just strictly do SEO, but SEO is outdated. Google caught on to that, like, a long time ago, where they were just like, we started out as an SEO company. So that's how I know this.
What's SEO?
SEO is just search engine optimization. So it's a form of, like, backlinking and meta tagging, a form of programming, if you want to put it in layman's terms, where, you know, if you got the right amount of reviews and you did this and you did that you could achieve the first page placement. That's the whole reason Google started doing this partner program and started having this algorithm. So it's like, if you don't follow that algorithm, you'll never make it to the first page. The reason they implemented that is because now the only people that got access to it are Google partners, and that way they know that they're getting paid for the businesses that are on the first page of Google, instead of an SEO company coming in going, hey, we can market you, you pay us. They're cutting Google out of the situation, getting you listed on Google, and you're making money and they're making money, but Google's not. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the partner program is. They're Google certified technicians that Google gives us access to their algorithm, but they also take about 90% of the funds that go towards this. So obviously the SEO companies will make more money, on each individual account, our checks, you know, they get signed off by Big Brother, but, you know, at the end of the day, their clients aren't seeing the right results. That business owner ends up getting screwed over because that programming is so outdated. So he might show up for one keyword, or he might only show up for like a zip code and one service, and he's missing all the other services that he's supposed to be listed for, or he's not covering a broad enough area, right? So it's super outdated, and that's kind of where they have that high turnover, where they sign people up and the guys disappear later.
Right.
Yeah. So we were a SEO company up until 2016 when Google started the partner program, but our CEO went ahead and enlisted us in that partner program, and that's when they started having them come in here and make us get certifications and do all our courses and record this call and oversee operations.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we have, like, don't say statements. Like, I'm not allowed to guarantee you a certain amount of jobs from the placement. I'm not allowed to put you up there.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Because we can't make the customers pick you.
California, correct?
Yep.
Costa Mesa?
There's Costa Mesa and there's Fountain Valley as well. And then the Google headquarters is in Newport Beach. So we're all in the same county. It's all in Orange County, California, like kind of right Disneyland.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I know it's on the other side of the country, but Google doesn't have any headquarters in Florida, if you Google it.
Right.
Yeah. So all the premier partners have to be close enough to where they can oversee our operations. We're like a 10-minute drive, like down the street from them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're all in the same county. So if I hop on the 405 South, I don't know if you know anything about California, but it's basically like the nearest highway and then 5 minutes, 10 minutes up the road, depending on the traffic. It's like the most high traffic freeway, I think, in the country. It's like 6 lanes wide and it's always like crawling. It runs right into Los Angeles from the south. But yeah, we're right next to them. And then all my reps, even the rep Tara that you spoke with at the beginning of the call, they have to get certifications. So I started out entry level, and then I've been here 10 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, excuse me, sir. I'm just, you know, doing a reading up on your company right now.
Yeah, no, I understand. That's why I kind of figured the call was going to be a longer one than usual, especially if you had a bad experience. I expect that. So it's important that you do your due diligence and make sure you're working with the right company.
Correct. So what? There's probably another phone call right there. I bet it's probably another marketing company. It's number six.
His number's what?
I said that's number six.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, when these spots open up, the Google partners are allowed to fill them. But, you know, more than likely, those are SEO companies. I mean, the only one of us right now that should be contacting you would be Local Splash. You could get a call from White Shark Media as well. But I don't think they're really focused on this because they already have... Yeah, they already have Out on a Limb.
Oh, they're the ones that have Out on a Limb?
Well, yeah, so I'm like, okay. Again, do not say statements, so just like rewind, reboot, delete.
I don't recall what you just said.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, but they're going to be tough to compete with in the beginning, Tyler, just to be honest with you.
Oh, I know. I'm well aware. Like I said, I drove a truck for him for about 3 months. He's got a pretty solid, you know, he's got a large company.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do really good work, but, you know, I got me, my pickup truck, my saws, and my climbing gear. I don't have, you know, he's got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not going to happen overnight, you know, but
right.
We could get you there, and it's important to...
Because
just the area that I'm in, there's a lot of competition in business, and I know that. I knew that coming into it.
There's a lot of work, though, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's plenty of work to go around.
Right.
But, yeah, I just want to paint the right picture. You know, it's not going to be an overnight thing. That's why we're taking it month by month. You know, some months are going to be more profitable than others. And, you know, obviously the major key is branding, though. You know, if you're thinking about the long-term effects of people constantly seeing your name up there and then building those reviews and developing that reputation, and, you know, you could build something that'll last. You know, but if you're expecting overnight success, nobody's going to be able to promise you that. If they do, they're just lying to you. Yeah.
No, I don't expect that. I'm realistic. I'm pretty shy. Yeah, how the whole thing works. So what I do want to know is, you know, right off the bat, you know, like after I send you that money, let's say we just go with the pro package just to start, you know, and then once I'm getting more, you know, more clients on a consistent basis, then I can commit to a higher monthly payment.
Yeah.
So let's say we just start with the pro package. What are you guys immediately going to start working on the second that money gets into your account?
Well, so we would schedule a client interview, either later today or tomorrow. That's where they go over all the specific services that you offer. We want to have you listed for the right keywords, right? So if there's things that you don't do, obviously we don't want to have you listed for that. Or if there's something you want to put a point of emphasis on, they'll go over that. Then we'll go over the geo-targeting with you. So obviously you'll get a general about 30-mile radius, but if there's areas you don't want to get calls from or don't go to, they'll customize the geographic area for you. So that way when your phone rings, in the right areas and for the right services. It's not wasting your time or their time. And then before the client interview actually happens, we send out a PIN verification letter, but you'll receive that after. It usually takes about 5 to 7 days to receive those in Florida. And it's a postcard-sized envelope, says Google on it. It'll have your business name on it, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back called a PIN verification number. So we need that from you before we can actually go live with the account. So there is going to be a setup period. You know, you're not going to be up there tomorrow, realistically. We have the client interview you, and then we got to get that PIN verification letter, get the 5-digit number off the back of that just to verify the location. And then once we have that 5-digit number, we can go ahead and go live with the account. We'll do all the legwork prior to that PIN coming in. So that way, once we get it, we could go ahead and put you in position to start receiving calls and new leads. So it's not a tomorrow thing, again, as far as seeing yourself up there and getting new jobs, to be transparent.
Right.
But we do start working on everything right away. We start implementing the algorithm right away.
I'm not expecting to see good results right away, but I do want to know what you guys are doing. You know?
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, you get access to the tracking system, too. So you can log into that daily, and you'll be able to see all the updates on all the directories that we've submitted to. So you'll be able to get live updates on what we're doing, so that way you know your marketing dollars well spent.
That's perfect. All right, buddy. Well, you know what? I've done some research, and you know, I really like you guys, and I'd like to proceed with just the pro package for now.
Okay. Sounds good. You're going to love this. If you could do anything with that Home Advisor program, I know this would be a good fit for you. So.
And are you my going to be my point of contact? Are you who I get to call when I have an issue? Or
yeah, I can give you my direct number and extension. There is a account management team that's going to be helping me with the fulfillment, as well as a 24/7 customer service department available if I'm on the line or if it's after hours.
All right.
But I'll give you my direct number and extension right now, so that way you have that. And then if you want something done quick, obviously contact me. But a lot of the times I do the entry level stuff. Because there's only a few people within the company that are actually allowed to use the merchant processing. You have to go through like an extensive background check and things like that in order to authorize transactions. So I'm one of those people.
Right.
Yeah. So they keep me pretty busy. So I don't want to paint the picture like I'm going to be the only person that you talk to. You know, we do have other reps. Okay. But I'm going to create your Google business profile. You should have the number there. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number.
I actually started a Google business page profile.
Right. Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of that information. 1868 Northwest. I just want to verify everything's still up to date.
Okay.
When we resubmit it. So did you want to use this 561-510-3203?
Yes.
Okay. And are you still at that address, that Water Willow Way?
I still receive mail there.
Okay. You want me to hide the address on Google so it just says Jensen Beach, 34957?
Yeah, that would be good. I don't have like a shop or anything. The address that's up with my business page is a home address.
Okay, no problem. I'll hide it. Yeah, I'll hide it. And then your company's LLC, right? Buckshot Rubber Care LLC. Okay. And then what's the website? I didn't even see the website at all.
So it's going to be Buckshot, BUCKSHOT, Arbor, ARBOR, Care, .com. So it's not finished yet.
I see it. Website under construction coming soon.
Correct. And then there's my logo there.
Yeah, I like the logo. It's cool. I like how you put the tree on his head. It kind of reminds me of this game I used to play when I was a kid. It was like shaped like a gun. I forgot the name of it. It's like a hunting game. Anyway, I could just hyperlink it. And then any updates that you make are going to automatically happen. We're not going to touch your website at all.
Are you guys able to do work on the website since it's hosted by somebody else or no?
No. We would have to get access to it and be the host in order to do it, and then I could have a graphic designer get in there.
Gotcha. Yeah, they're charging me. I paid $250 up front for the, like, domain name and the... Yeah, and all that, and for them to create the banner. And then at the time, I wasn't ready to proceed with the second payment, so I told them to hold off. But I have to pay the second payment after the website goes live.
Gotcha. Okay, what are they charging you for hosting each month, if you don't mind me asking?
It's just that $500 for the year.
$500 for the year. Yeah, that's about standard. That's actually a little cheaper.
That's your bill as well.
Yeah, that's a little bit cheaper than what we would have charged you. So basically, it would have been $50 more per month.
I got you. Yeah, because I work with them. They do my business cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we only charge $99 for the domains. It's their Google domains. So you got charged $250 for the domain, but you get charged a little cheaper on the hosting.
Right. Yeah. Altogether, I'm not paying like $500 max. I'm paying $250 up front, and that's for them to create that banner and do all that. And then they're gonna work on the website. And then when they're ready to make it go live, then I'll pay the other $250, and that website will be there for a year.
Oh yeah. No, that's not a bad deal. As long as the website looks how you want it to look, and then the hosting is still active, where they can go in there and, you know, change it and make the updates as you go. If you want to take off a service, things like that, and they're proactive about it and getting those revisions done pretty quick, then there's no problem with that. It looks like they're going to have it pretty nice to me. I mean, even just the under construction logo looks pretty good. Yeah, so I have it hyperlinked, so that'll be attached. The customer will be able to see it. A hyperlink?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just it's like a way of tagging, basically, on the back end. So that way, if they click on the website icon, it'll just automatically navigate them to that domain name.
Okay. So that way, when you promote the website, you can send them to it.
Well, so your website's attached to your GMB. Where we implement the algorithm is on the back of your Google Business profile. So that's what's moving up to the front. You'll notice, like, Mike's Tree Services doesn't even have a website.
Right.
Yeah, we could still put you on the first page without a site. An SEO company can't do that, but a Google partner can. Yeah, so the SEOs will tell you, oh, you got to get a site, or, you know, this, that, and the other. Yeah. For us, it's not like that, because we're actually moving your GMB up, but we'll attach your website to the Google Business profile or the Google My Business profile. So that way they click on that website icon, it'll take them to this site or to your site. Make sense?
So would you recommend that you put that website on there even though it's not finished yet, or do you think that we should just
Yeah, why not? It'll just let them know if they click on it. It'll tell them that it's under construction. And then once it goes live, it'll happen in real time. Like, they'll tell you, hey, it's live. And you could literally go to your listing on Google, click on that icon, and you'll see your site, you know? So, I mean, if you're anticipating him being finished with it within the next, you know, 30 days, then, yeah, definitely have that linked. It's just going to save me from having to go in there in a week or two from now. One step ahead. Yeah.
Okay.
And they still, the good thing about it too, Tyler, is it has your number on it. So even though the site's down, it still has all your contact information down there.
Correct.
So, you know, if they notice, hey, the site's down, they could still call you, and you're not going to miss opportunities based on that.
Right.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Think. And then what's your last name? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
How many days until just the business profile? I'm not expecting, you know, obviously it'd be number one, but what's the time frame that I can expect to be able to look at my business profile right on Google?
Yeah, so the PIN verification on average to get from California to Florida, they tell us it takes time. Yeah, exactly. So I would quote you, you know, I like to under-promise and over-deliver. So I'm going to give you, like, worst-case scenario, because then if it gets there sooner, you're happy, right? So I would say 10 to 14 days, realistically.
Okay.
And because of that, month two is definitely going to be more profitable for you than month one, not just because obviously it'll be June next month, but you won't have to go through that setup period again either. So, you know, you'll still be able to see ROI. You're in a good industry where, you know, if we even just nail down one job here in the next couple weeks, then that's going to offset the cost of it and, you know, put you in the green.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, it'll be profitable, but month two is where things are really going to start to pop for you. So that's why we ask you, you know, even though it's 2 months, we ask you to give it a 2 month commitment. Or even though it's a month to month program and you pay 1 month at a time, we ask you for a 2 month commitment to it. So that way you actually have time to see like a full 30 days of ROI. And at that point, we know you should be happy enough to continue to do it, or at least be happy enough with the return and the exposure that you're getting to continue to use us.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, well, let's move forward, man.
Yeah. What was your last name?
Kirschfield, K-I-R-H-F-I-E-L-D.
I think I might have missed something. Is K-I-R, did you say C-H?
S-H.
S-H, okay, there we go. K-I-R-S-H-F-I-E-L-D. Okay, yeah, that looks like what you said. Tyler Kirschfield. Okay, and then what's your primary business email address where I could send you an invoice receipt and outline of the agreement in writing?
buckshotarborcare@gmail.com.
Well, let me just make sure this comes back as valid. And then how do you want your hours of operation displayed?
Like time-wise? Like during every day for each day?
Yeah, exactly. Like you go 7 to 6?
Monday through Friday, do 7:30 to 6:30 p.m. 7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. And then Saturday, let's do 10:30 to 3:30. And I mean, I'll take calls on Sundays, but I don't work on Sundays, you know what I mean? Like, I don't do jobs on Sundays, but, you know, I don't want somebody to not call me just because it's a Sunday.
Right. I could put Sunday by appointment only. So, I mean, that way the call icon's still green, and then they can just kind of take it from there. You guys can hash it out.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Okay. So 7:30 to 6:30 Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 3 p.m. on Saturday, and Sunday by appointment only?
Yep.
Okay. And then what types of payments are you able to accept from your clients?
Cash, check, credit card.
Okay.
But with credit card, I do charge extra.
Yeah.
Like whatever.
I know the merchant.
Store, like,
yeah, whatever quote I give you, if I have to take a credit card, I usually will put a little on top of that.
Okay. That's smart. Put it on them instead of paying it out of your own pocket. Okay.
Right.
Sounds like you know what you're doing, Tyler. All right. So, new update. Okay. And then client interview time. So client interviews, they usually take about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. I do have a slot available today between 4 and 5 o'clock if you wanted to knock it out today, or we could do tomorrow, anytime between 10 a.m. and then 6 and 7 is the latest.
Yeah, let's do it today, boss.
Okay. You want to go for the 4 and 5 o'clock?
Yep.
Okay. So just so you know, we'll be with a separate technician, the client interview.
Let me put you in my schedule here real quick.
Oh, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then we're also going to send you a text message 1 hour before, too.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah, you'll get a notification right now. I'm just putting it together.
All right, cool.
Yep. Just a second. You should have that there. Oh, hold on. Where'd you go? There we go. Buckshot. Yeah, and then there's an automated text that'll come out like 1 hour before, so it should bug you like 3 o'clock.
Alrighty, and then I'm sorry, I forgot to grab your number.
Yeah, it should be in the text. I texted to you, but you could write it down if you want to do that too. Let me know when you're ready.
Oh yeah, the 877-635-6225 extension 544.
Exactly, yeah, you gotta hit the extension 544. If you don't put any extension or you hit 1 or any of the other numbers, it'll just take you to a live operator. But if you hit 544, that'll come to me first. And then if I'm not available, it'll give you a live operator and they'll tell you what's going on. And then obviously they'll schedule me to call you back as soon as possible.
Alright, cool.
Okay. Alright, so the client interview is confirmed. That's gonna be today. May 2nd already, geez, between 4 and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then the last thing we have to do is secure the first month's payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199 for the Pro, did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
I believe it's MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay. Is it under your name or the business name or both?
This one's just under my.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the business street address?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
5156.
5156.
Yep. 7. 6. 8. 9 7 6 8 9 6 9 1 7
6 9 1 7
0 6 7 2
0 6 7 2 Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
09/26.
Okay, and then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
70.
670?
670. Yep, 670.
Okay, let me go and update. And then I have to walk you through a brief voice verification recording. Is it added form of protection for you? If I say anything you don't understand, just feel free to stop me, okay?
All right.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Buckshot Barber Care, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Austin Tyler Hirschfield, owner and operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account you provided?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. It says, to get results as fast as possible, Tyler, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
And hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, that's just disclosure. Like, we know what you're already using right now, but after today, if you're going to add anything online, let us know so we can make sure you're not paying for something you already have or duplicating any listings or somebody's touching your Google business profile and want to know what's going on.
Right, yeah, all I have is that company that's making my website.
Okay, good. Yeah, don't like hire an SEO, because if they get in there and they touch that Google business profile, there's going to be a big nasty problem in there, right there.
Right, yeah, I'm not... The other company, the only reason that I, you know, like, they actually, I think, do have, I think they do marketing, I'm not sure really, they do kind of a little bit of everything. The guy that I've talked to there, he's been very helpful, he's...
Yeah, like, SEOs, they still... Oh, you're talking about the website guy?
Yeah. So
okay. The website's fine. Yeah, the website's fine. We're not going to have any issues with that. Yeah, we're not going to have any issues with the website guy. Like I said, we're not touching your website at all. So those are going to be two separate things, even though we're having it attached to the listing, but that's all we're doing to that. Okay?
Okay.
That's fine. But we if you're not sure if it's fine, that's kind of what we're implying is like, hey, double check instead of spending money on it. Yeah, because like for Yelp, for example, you're not going to need Yelp. We create a Yelp listing for you. But if you get a call from them because their job is to sell the product, right? They'll go, okay, we're going to create it for you. They'll duplicate your Yelp listing and they'll charge you $100. So it's like, watch out for that.
Okay.
Okay. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is going to be, it's a 2-month verbal starting out. Okay. So they ask for a 2-month verbal contract. Like I said, it's not binding. It's paid out 1 month at a time. We're just asking you to commit to 2 months if you're going to sign up, especially because of the discounted pricing structure. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup, it's going to be charged today. It's May 2nd, 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. That's for our pro package, and I have waived the setup fee. When the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month on the second day in the discounted price of $199 or $199 to be exact. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Either way, there's no cancellation fees or penalties if you do decide to discontinue our services. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
All right.
Okay. Did you have any questions on that? Just I know I kind of went through it quick.
No, you're good. I think I got everything. I've asked
Yeah, it's $199 each month on the second day. If you're ever unhappy, you could fire me. I'm not going to give you any lip about it, but my job is to try to get you as many jobs as possible so that way you don't have to have that conversation. And it says, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome email as well as a welcome text message. I'm going to authorize the first month's payment right now, and then I'll stay on the line with you while you receive that. It'll also give you access to your... Your payment declined. It said it has insufficient funds on the account.
1 second. Yeah, that's for the MasterCard?
Yeah, that was a MasterCard. It says it encrypts it. So let me, I know it says MasterCard, but let me see if I can get you the last. It's ending in 0672.
Yeah, fuck, I gave you the wrong card.
Okay.
Wait, no, I didn't. No. Hold on, I might have to call the bank.
Okay.
You charged $199 on there?
Yeah. Yep, $199, and then it came back. Usually it tells us it's VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing, so it'll tell us if it's like a card code or a billing address or the bank declined it.
I'm looking at the account right now. 0672, mm-hmm. correct? Oh, yeah. Capital One. Yeah, they just texted me. Hold on.
Uh-huh. Sometimes you have to clear it, too. So it might just be like, hey, we don't know what this transaction is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I was going to say, there's plenty of money on there. All right, yes. Local Splash, $199 even. Yes.
Yep. Okay. So let me try to go back and then reprocess.
Yeah, try to do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, they marked it as... Yeah, it just said try it again now.
Okay.
They marked it as they didn't know what it was.
That's good, though. It's just security. I actually had that happen to me. I took the family to Hawaii. Okay, it went through. I took the family to Hawaii, though, and I didn't put the travel notification on there. So it's so awkward. We're, like, getting off the plane trying to get a car rental, and it's, like, declining. It took me, like, 30 minutes to figure out what was going on. It was embarrassing.
I hate that. It is, dude. Especially, like, you go to the store, and, like, I've had that happen before where, like, I just kind of went, like, shopping, like, throughout the day. You know, like, I was driving back and forth from job sites, so, like, I find myself on one end of town, and then 15 miles down the road, and then 20 miles back up the other way.
Yeah, they're like, this is suspicious.
Buy like a $5 drink, and they're like, they look at me and they're like, your card declined. I'm like, no, the fuck it didn't.
I look like, don't make me look like a bum in front of everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's bad. I've been there a few times, so but it's good. I understand why they do it too. It's kind of nice to know they're looking out for it.
Sure.
Yeah, most of the time I get notifications. I have two little ones. My lady's just at home, and she spends money like crazy, so I kind of can keep track of what's going on there, even though I'm not there.
Right. Yeah, those apps are really good for that one, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, let me tell you about it. I don't know if you have kids. Don't have kids, okay?
I don't have kids, but...
Yeah. I have a business outside of this, and I see $0 out of it annually, and it gives me plenty of stress from 4 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and that's just their money.
Yeah.
You know.
What's your other business?
It's a painting company. So my lady's Latino, and when I met her, her dad doesn't really speak good English, you know, but he painted for years. He's always one of those hard laborer guys. So. We partnered up on it. I went and got all the licensing and everything knocked out for him, and then so he basically manages it and oversees it, but it's all in my name, and any money extra just kind of goes to her and my boys.
That's good, man. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm able to do the marketing for it and monitor the transactions, and then obviously most of the people that we speak with, you know, when we're setting up, you know, getting their game plan for what they want, that's got to go through me. So I kind of do like the sales portion of it because his English is just broken.
Right, I gotcha.
Yeah, but he can paint a house like nobody else, I'm telling you.
I got one guy that's he's from Guatemala. He works with me occasionally when I have larger jobs that I need help on.
Yeah, they bust their butt,
that
man.
That guy does not know English like at all, like I'm speaking Spanish sign language, you know, like I know a little bit of Spanish but not enough to like give them a fluent sentence.
That's me. I know my boys are going to be able to speak Spanish because they're over there with them all the time, and my oldest already does. He knows a lot already. He's only five. But me, I have no idea. Most of the time, I'll just look at him like, what? What do you say?
Right.
My little translator. Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'll look at my kid like, huh? Yeah, exactly. It's good, though, because if anybody ever says anything wrong, you know, I always got that in my back pocket. Like, I know you're on my side. You're my son.
Yeah. Okay, that's awesome.
So I did get confirmation, though. I don't know if I told you that. I did go through. They said they sent you the outline of the agreement as well as the invoice receipt. So you should have, like, a text in there, Tyler. It'll say, Tyler, thank you for choosing Global Splash.
If you have any questions, please feel free to call us.
Well, that's the customer service one, but there should be one that says your name. Like, it'll say, Tyler, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
I didn't get a text message. Let me check my... email.
Could be email too, yeah. They send it to both. Everything you'll get will come to both unless you tell us not to.
Okay. I got one just now, 2:15. Welcome to Local Splash. Yeah, dear Tyler, we are passionate about putting your business on the first page of your search engines. Repeat. Nice customers. Right.
if you have not already spoken with a client interview agent, that's not you, right?
No. The client interview is scheduled for... Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Between 4 and 5.
Right. You'll receive your login credentials within 7 days.
You'll get those at the end of the client interview, actually. So, and it has like a 7-minute YouTube video to show you how to use the tracking system. But what we're looking for is like a tab. It'll say, click here to accept the subscription terms. I'm going to try to resend it to you manually. But it's an automation. Usually it just it goes through automatically.
Oh, is this the invoice? I got that.
No, the invoice is just like the receipt. You want to save that for your tax guy later. This is considered a business expense, so you'll get it back that way too. Just write it off. No, here, I'm going to try to resend it manually and see if it can come through this way. Because you have to sign off on it to secure the discounted pricing structure. And then,
please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that's in the email with the receipt.
Yep, that's the one we're looking for. And then, so this is an outline of the agreement in black and white.
Verbal.
Huh? No, though. So this is an outline of the agreement in writing. So this is all the products and features in exchange for the price. So even though it's not a written contract, this isn't a contract, but it's kind of like a written receipt in exchange of services. Okay. Also, like when you're going to pay.
You guys basically just telling me you're not going to charge me the extra later.
Yeah, exactly. And that way you have that on file too, because it's a discounted price. So if we're going, hey, we're docking this guy every month for a pro package, that's $399 normally. Yours is $199, the way we got it set up. So instead of just having something on file that I'm telling you, you have something where it's backing it, you know?
Right. Now it's asking me for a username and password, though.
Okay, yeah, so that's your account dashboard and tracking system. Basically, that my.localsplash is the page that you're going to be using in order to gain access to everything, but the UN is going to be temporary, so they'll give you the temporary one of your phone number, and then they'll give you basically made-up password, get you in there the first round, and then you got to create your own UN and password that you want to use for that moving forward.
So that came up right after I clicked accept to the term. So are we still now?
Yeah, let me just make sure we got it on our end. It'll give us like a yes on this section.
Then,
so we got it.
Oh, we're good then?
Yeah, no, you're good. And then you'll have another email come through with the signed agreement there. And then at the end of your client interview this afternoon, they're going to call you in a couple hours between 4 and 5, actually, is when it's set. They'll text you at 3. They'll give you the username and password for the account dashboard, and then they'll also send over like a little YouTube video too at the end of that client interview where you can sit down and watch it, and that shows you how to use the tracking system. So that way you don't have any confusion on it.
Okay, cool. Could you send me that one thing that you were telling me about earlier? I know you sent me that the federal thing, but is there something where I can get out of this bullshit with Angie Lee so I can cancel it?
Yeah, that's basically it. I don't know if you read that whole form, the FTC, but if you just Google FTC versus HomeAdvisor, there's a bunch there's a bunch of other stuff that's on there. So I think just a lot of people aren't aware of it. There's a new one that was just published, actually. There's one March 11th, and then there's another one here March 24th. So basically, all you have to tell them is, like, you know what's going on with the Federal Trade Commission, and you're going to end up parting ways. If they tell you, oh, they're not going to refund you, you could do what these guys are doing, where they have whole reports on them. Like, this family handyman wrote one.
Uh-huh.
There's, like, a whole, yeah. So they don't want to keep getting these. LawnStarter.com, Roofing Insight, Subscription Insider, ConsumerAffairs.com, like all this stuff is just trickling now ever since the FTC report has released. So what happened with him?
They're like such a big, like, accredited company.
Yeah, once it starts, though, it doesn't matter how big you are. Once the FTC starts investigating you, you're done. You know, they basically, they'll investigate you for years. But once you start hearing stuff coming to the surface, they got all the evidence they need already. You know what I mean? At that point, you're just busting yourself if you're trying to combat it or deny it. So.
Right. So I won't have to pay the $600 is what you're telling me?